This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 2, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. A federal judge has thrown out Obamacare's individual mandate. Judge Vinson also threw out the rest of Obamacare. The Obama administration says it will continue implementing the bill's elements. Ilya Shapiro, senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute, comments on the ruling.
Judge Vinson struck down all of Obamacare. He said that the individual mandate was beyond Congress's power to regulate commerce under the Interstate Commerce Clause, and therefore, because he had previously disposed of the taxing power argument, the entire piece of legislation has to fall. The individual mandate was the crux, the linchpin that made everything work, and so Judge Vinson said he, as a judge, was not capable of or wasn't his job of going through the legislation and picking among the hundreds of different provisions and saying this one's okay, this one's not, this one's okay, this one's not. He likened it to a finely crafted watch whose essential piece is defective. So you're not going to pick through the other pieces. You're going to send it back to the watchmaker here, Congress, to fashion you a new watch.
All right. And this differs quite a bit from other rulings, which are otherwise sort of divided.
Well, to be clear, yes. There are now – on the merits, there have been four rulings, meaning forgetting about standing issues or other procedural technicalities. On the merits of whether Obamacare and specifically the individual mandate is constitutional, there have been two rulings going for the government and now two going for the challengers, both in the state cases, the 26 states led by Florida that was decided this week and Virginia Ken Cuccinelli's case that was decided in December. All of those cases, all four of those are now up on appeal, the 6th, 4th, and 11th circuits respectively. The number of court decisions going one way or another aren't important. It's what the reasoning is, because I don't think we're going to find some new surprise theory that the appellate court, certainly not the appellate courts, but even the Supreme Court can figure out. This has been so extensively briefed and dozens of pages of decisions by each of these judges. Judge Vinson, I think, was the longest and most thorough decision examining the scope and ramifications of the Commerce Clause, Necessary and Proper Clause, etc. And so, you know, as this goes up on appeal, these are all important facts on the ground. The appellate courts, let alone the Supreme Court, are not bound by these lower court judges, but they're certainly paying attention.
So does this shape up to be, when the Supreme Court takes a look at this, a pretty clear-cut case regarding the Commerce Clause and taxing powers?
Well, clear-cut in the sense that both sides are firmly convinced of their positions, and it's going to come down to Anthony Kennedy and which way he sees it. Judge Vinson yesterday did a very good job in responding to the arguments that the government put forth that the Michigan and Virginia judge accepted, the idea that this distinction between activity and inactivity is a false one because the decision not to purchase health insurance, that sort of inactivity, is actually an affirmative economic decision that when you aggregate all the people taking this decision has a substantial effect on interstate commerce. Judge Vinson said, well, look, if you look at it that way, then there is nothing beyond Congress's purview because every decision not to do something becomes an economic decision that in the aggregate has a substantial effect on interstate commerce. And that can't be the way that we read the Constitution. Now, again, the government, the Obamacare proponents will say, but look, healthcare is special because we're all humans. We'll all eventually participate in the healthcare market, et cetera, et cetera. Judge Vinson replies, first of all, every market is special. And secondly, there is no uniqueness or healthcare is unique exception to the Constitution. So, you know, he sets this out, and I've blogged about this extensively now. You can even see the greatest hits from the opinions that went up on our blog. So take a look. It's a very readable opinion. Believe me, this was a joy to read compared to most of the stuff that I have to slog through in my job.
His assertions made in looking at Obamacare are very similar in their reasoning to the people who were opponents of the Raich decision and I presume the Wickard decision. Well, what does that mean?
Well, after Raich came down, and mind you, I wasn't at the at Cato yet. I was a freshly minted lawyer at the time, but I remember following it, and I remember listening to Randy Barnett's argument before the Supreme Court. When that came down, as Justice Thomas said in dissent, the thought was, well, there's now virtually nothing that the government can't do. But it turns out the government found something that it hadn't previously been able to do and was overstepping even that final bound. And that precisely is the difference between activity and inactivity. Remember in Raich, the medicinal marijuana case, it wasn't that people were being told to grow something. The court said that if you're already engaged in the economic activity of growing and consuming marijuana, we can stop you from doing that. Or in Wickard, the wheat case, you know, whether it's wheat or weed, the analysis is the same. If you're a farmer growing wheat, you have to do it subject to these agricultural regulations. But nobody had to become a farmer. Nobody had to buy wheat. This is one step beyond. You're taking somebody who's passive and you're penalizing them for remaining passive, for not being active, in effect. Another interesting wrinkle on this decision beyond the severability analysis that's different from Judge Hudson in Virginia is that there is no stay in place, at least as of this recording, which means that when Judge Vinson struck down all of Obamacare, the federal government, by my reading of the opinion, is now prohibited from implementing Obamacare, full stop. Now, the government will, and I'm sure already has, filed for a stay in the 11th Circuit, maybe even the Supreme Court, and Judge Vinson has the power to stay his own mandate. But again, as of this recording, the way I read this, the no severability plus an effective injunction, he didn't say that he was enjoining the government, he just said that his declaratory judgment was effectively an injunction as long as the government follows the law, follows the order of a federal judge. Obamacare has to be dead in its tracks for the moment.
Ilya Shapiro is a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.